Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Well, here we are at the last of the week, Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, brothers and sisters, we have come to our conclusion in our study in 1 Thessalonians. And where we have arrived is this concluding declaration. Don't you love the way the Apostle Paul, like pastors should every Lord's Day, ends up with this marvelous benediction, which he has given these exhortations as we leave this epistle to live for Jesus Christ? And as he does, this is what he says as a concluding statement of his benediction. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I put you under oath before the Lord Jesus to have this letter read to all the brothers. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. So how does he finish? He says, well, listen, here's how I finish. I want God himself to be with you. I can't be with you right now. I'm on my way. I've sent Timothy, but I'm so grateful that God himself is with you. And by the way, not only is he with you, he is going to sanctify you. He is going to sanctify you completely. We will never be perfect on this side, but what we want to be is completely owned by the holiness of God. Sanctify you, set you apart completely so that no area of your life, no appetite of your life, no desire of your life, no endeavor of your life, no initiative in your life is apart from the Lord. It is all in the Lord, for the Lord, by the Lord. So it doesn't matter. Am I eating or I'm drinking? It's for God's glory. My marriage is for God's glory. My children, they're for God's glory. There's nothing in my life that is, quote, secular and the other part sacred. All of life is sacred for the believer, that we are being sanctified completely. And that means I want my spirit, my soul, and my body to be kept blameless. Not only the immaterial part of me, made in the image of God, my spirit, my soul, but the material part of me, my body. We're not like Greeks who say, well, the flesh is evil, it's over there, and the spirit's good, it's over here. No. We know God created everything good. So when he redeems us, he's going to redeem our body with a new body. He's redeemed our spirit because we're born again. He's filling our soul. So we want to be in the Lord and for the Lord and following the Lord, and we want every part of our life to be in and for him. And how long do we want this? We want this blameless commitment to Jesus Christ to be until he comes. Then it will be done in perfection when he comes. So your confidence is in the Lord who calls you, and he is faithful. He will surely do what he has called you to be and do for Jesus Christ. Therefore, what do? Do we live life as fatalists? No. The same God who does it through a praying people. So, brothers, pray for us. He's already informed us that he is praying for us, Paul says. Now, if I'm praying for you and pastors are praying for you, you not only should be praying for us, you should be praying for each other. So let's just keep praying, brothers. And by the way, when you see your brothers, you're not only praying for them, you love them. Greet each other with a holy kiss. Okay, I'll settle for a holy handshake, but love each other, greet each other. The Christian hug, the side-to-side greeting, the embrace, the handshake, the holy kiss, praise God for that moment to express our love to each other symbolically as well as with substance in life. And then he says, of course, you're under oath. I put you under oath before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. By the way, do notice there is an appropriate use of oath, and that oath is one not that we need it for our faithfulness. That oath is one so that people will know you can count on me. I'm even willing to take an oath for your benefit, not for mine, not for the Lord's, but for your benefit. And we are going to care for each other all the way to glory. Because the God who called us from glory is going to take us to glory. That's another slice of fresh bread. Now, this is Friday, so you know where you need to be on the Lord's Day in your local church. Just like you're a part of that life day in and day out, be a part of that life now in Jesus Christ. And we rejoice in that and for that. And then I'll see you again next Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.